At just 14 years old, Annalise Murphy has already accomplished so much. Being the only female modern pentathlete in Queensland, her journey of discovering the sport began years earlier, in 2016.
It all started about a couple of years ago in the Rio Olympics. My mum was watching it and she saw an Australian girl in this event called Mon Pentathlon. This girl was Chloe Esposito, and my mum saw it and she thought that the sport was very interesting and exciting. She wanted to get me involved with it.
The modern pentathlon was first introduced at the 5th Olympiad of the modern Olympic Games at Stockholm in 1912. The sport was enthusiastically adopted with its inherent demands of courage, coordination, physical fitness, self-discipline, and flexibility in ever-changing circumstances.
It's based on the cavalry. The soldiers would run across the land and swim through the lakes and ride their horses, and then they would fence and they would shoot with their guns. So it basically relates to the cavalry hundreds of years ago.
Today, the sport comprises of 5 different events in one.
Well, there's the swimming, the running component, the shooting component with a laser gun, the fencing, and the horse riding.
Due to the uniqueness of the sport, modern pentathlon training facilities are not readily available for Annalise. She oftentimes will need to drive for hours to make it to training sessions.
It can be quite difficult considering that I have to drive 3.5 hours to get to Coffs Harbour, which is the only training camp that's nearby.
It's a vast difference to the training facilities experienced by athletes over in Europe. Annalise's mother, Marianne Martinelli, understands that the scarcity of facilities can lead to a majority of athletes leaving the sport.
There isn't hardly any training around for it other than in New South Wales and Victoria. They have proper clubs for it. But all the other states, they have to be pretty much self-motivated. It becomes very hard for them. We don't have it as a popular sport here in Australia compared to Europe, where it's heavily really good quality training from a young age and great facilities overseas.
Since the sport began in 1912, there has only ever been one Australian winner of the modern pentathlon. Chloe Esposito won the gold medal for the modern pentathlon at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Her commitment to the sport cannot be underestimated. She was so dedicated, she moved to Europe to train at the best facilities in the world.
So Chloe Esposito won our gold medal, the only Australian female to do that, because she spent 4 years in Hungary and Bulgaria and learning with those guys for 4 years prior to the Olympics in Rio, because their training is so good over there.
Zara Tomisi is another young modern pentathlete excelling at the sport. After just returning from the Swiss and German Open, Zara's introduction to the sport began at a young age.
I basically got involved from my parents. So my mum used to do it. She went to the Olympics in 2004. I got a bit older. I just started to get a bit more interest in it.
At the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, an incident occurred wherein a German coach struck a horse in the competition. The incident garnered massive attention for the relatively obscure sport. Thus, a decision was made by the Union Internationale de Pentathlon Moderne to remove horse riding and replace it with obstacle course racing. Athletes hit out at the decision, as they believe that losing the horse riding element fundamentally changes the sport.
I'm quite disappointed in that decision, because especially with the new sport they'd chosen, because I really enjoyed riding and I really learnt a lot, and I know I've started to pick it up a bit more, so it's a bit disappointing.
Zara's achievements thus far are nothing short of remarkable, and it's safe to say it's only the beginning.
I really just want to go to the Olympics in 2024, where riding is, that's the last year where riding will be in the Olympics, and just get some really good results in world champs later on.
Both Annalise and Zara will be flying to Lisbon, Portugal in September to compete at the World Championships in the laser run. We wish them both the very best of luck.